Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to get some of your opinions. So, do you or does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. So, do you speak Spanish?
No.
All right, thank you. So, thinking ahead about, like, this November's elections, how is she going to vote? Would you say you're going to definitely vote for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? You're very likely to vote. You're somewhat likely to vote. You're not very likely to vote. You're not at all likely to vote. Or are you not registered to vote?
I will vote.
Definitely?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. So, with which political party are you registered?
I'm registered with Democrat, but I will not vote for the Democrat president.
All right. So would you mind sharing what is your race?
Middle Eastern.
Middle Eastern. All right. Middle Eastern. All right. Thank you. So would you mind sharing your age?
60.
60. All right. So, generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I don't care. I don't know.
All right. So, from the following list, which issues should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? And would you say it's corruption in the city of government, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, affordable housing, growth and development, crime and neighborhood safety, traffic and congestion, or property insurance costs?
Affordable housing.
Affordable housing, all right. So now I'm going to give you a short list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. And if you could please tell me if you either have a favorable opinion about them or an unfavorable opinion. And if you've never heard of them or have no opinion, you can also mention that as well. So the first one is Miguel Gabella.
I don't know who that is.
Don't know who that is?
No.
All right. What about Christine King?
No.
Don't know who that is?
No.
All right. What about Eileen Higgins?
No.
Would that be no opinion or never heard it?
Never heard.
All right. What about Joe Carollo?
Yeah, I don't like him.
All right, so do you have a somewhat unfavorable opinion?
Yeah.
Oh, would you say it's very unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
All right, what about Donald Trump?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Francis Suarez?
Is that a Republican?
If I'm being completely honest, I'm not necessarily sure, but if you don't know, those are also categories, just like no opinion or have never heard.
Never heard, yeah.
All right. What about Daniela Levine Cava?
Yeah, definitely don't like her.
Very unfavorable?
Yeah.
All right. What about Kamala Harris?
Definitely don't like her.
Manolo Reyes?
Don't know her.
All right. And what about Damian Pardo?
Don't know them.
All right. So if elections for president were held today, for who would you vote for between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump?
Jill Stein.
All right. So none of them, you would vote for Jill Stein?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So when voters go to the polls for, like, to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes some local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide on. So then I'm just going to ask you a few short questions about these. So if you could please tell me if you would vote in favor of the referendum or no against the referendum. So the first referendum is called Charter Amendment to Require Continuous Residency Immediately Preceding Qualifying for Mayor and City Commissioner. And the ballot question reads, Shall Section 4 of the City Charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding to qualifying for candidates running for City Commissioner and require continuous residency in the City of Miami for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for mayor? So would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
Yes.
All right. So would you say you're going to definitely vote yes in favor or probably?
Probably yes.
All right. So the second referendum is called Partial Conveyance for Revised Development at 1111 Parrot Jungle Trail on Watson Island. So the ballot reads, shall Miami's charter be amended authorizing sale and or lease of 5.4 acres of Watson Island based upon fair market value of $135 million.
No.
All right, so no
one. I know about that referendum, no.
All right, so would you be definitely voting no against, or probably?
No against that.
Definitely?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the third referendum is called Charter Amendment to Revise Mixed-Use Leases on Watson Island. So shall City Charter be amended to revise existing leases at 888 MacArthur Causeway, sell 3.2 acres of leased property to tenants for fair market value for not less than $25 million, reduce overall developments, extend term 24 years, waive bidding, and authorize at no cost to City? And there's a small list that goes $9 million contribution to affordable housing plus infrastructure, timeshare units that become condominiums, mixed uses to include office, and expanded public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. So if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against?
Yes, in favor.
Definitely or probably?
Probably.
All right. So... and I'm just going to give you some specific components of this proposal, so if you could please tell me if you approve or disapprove of each. A $9 million contribution to affordable housing, and these are specifically for Watson Island.
Yes.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Allowing office space to be included?
Yes.
Somewhat or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
All at no cost to the city or taxpayers.
I don't care.
All right, no worries. What about expanding the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay?
Yes.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums.
Yes.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Selling 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant at appraised market fair market value?
Yes.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
All right. And what about reducing the overall amount of development?
No.
So somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. All right, thank you. So this proposal would update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops, and restaurants at the waterfront promenade and would result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space and fewer hotel rooms than voters had previously approved. So the proposal would allow for some office space to support the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums. So the updated proposal will result in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the City of Miami. So the project also includes a number of public benefits, including hiring preferences for city residents, $9 million in new funding for affordable housing.
No more development.
All right. No. So would you say you would definitely vote no against this, or probably, or are you leaning towards voting no against?
No. Yeah.
All right. So would that be probably no? Definitely no, mm-hmm. Or leaning towards no?
Probably no.
All right. So regardless of your position, what is one thing you like most about what you just heard, this being the proposition, like the proposal?
Just the affordable housing.
All right. Just the affordable housing. All right, thank you. So now I'm going to give you some statements that go against this proposal on Watson Island. And if you could tell me if you think these statements are a very convincing reason to vote no against, a somewhat convincing reason, not too a convincing reason, not at all convincing, or does this make no difference, like you just truly do not care. So the first one is, this proposal is yet another example of big developers trying to deny influence and corrupting City Hall with pet projects that line their own pockets.
Yeah, I agree.
So would this be a very convincing reason to vote against?
Yeah.
All right. What about, this proposal is not for Miami residents. It is a luxury hotel and condo project for the wealthy that average...
Yeah,
Miami.
I agree.
So very, very convincing?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. This proposal would increase traffic between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach on the MacArthur Causeway, which is already a big...
Yeah, yeah.
So very convincing?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. And last one, there has been far too much development in Miami over the last few years. We need to limit development and protect precious waterfront land, not build any more hotels and shops that the average Miami resident cannot afford.
Yep.
Very convincing.
Totally agree.
All right, so now I'm going to read you the opposite, some statements that are in favor.
No, and again, I don't agree with any of them. I don't want to hear them.
All right, so just... want to confirm, you basically just think that none of it is convincing at all. You would not vote for it, so not at all convincing.
No, yeah. I hate that project. No.
All right. So taking into account everything you just heard, if the elections were held today, would you be voting yes in favor of the referendum or no against?
Against.
All right. Probably or definitely?
Definitely.
All right. So regardless of how you may feel today, back in 2020 presidential elections, for who did you vote for?
The stupid Biden guy.
Biden? All right, thank you. So if you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
All right, thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Master's degree.
All right. Well, then this will conclude our survey. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.